I do not want to have children's church today. Because I think the children need to hear what I got to say. We're going to, if you've got a Bible or grab the pew Bible, this is going to be the easiest one you ever tried to find. Go to Revelation, go to the last page, the last verse, and there you are. Please stand. You know, most of the time when you ask people what the last words of the Bible are, they're going to say, come, Lord Jesus, come. But after that, there is a prayer, a blessing, a benediction. The very last words God recorded in Holy Scripture for us. Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, the word of the Most Holy God says this, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints. Amen. Let's read it together. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Yeah, I know I threw a Christ in there, but that's okay. You may be seated. There was a sermon series that I heard a really, really long time ago, probably in the 70s or 80s, and I honestly don't remember anything about the sermon series, but I remember the title because it was called, What is Amazing About Grace? Grace is indeed amazing. The last prayer for us was that the grace of the Lord Jesus would be with us, in us, upon us, around us. The grace of the Lord Jesus with us. Now, to truly understand even a little bit what that means, I think to understand words, you have to know where they came from. So if we're going to talk about amazing grace, we've got to start with the word that it came from in the Greek, which is joy. The word grace comes from the word joy. And we're not talking joy. We're not talking about that little smile and a slight nod and, you know, kind of a little warm feeling. We are talking about joy. Can't contain it joy. About to jump out of your skin joy. The kind of, not the kind of joy you get when you find a $5 bill, the kind of joy you get if you win the lottery. But I know you all don't gamble and buy tickets, so. Yeah, Ross wanted to put a line item in the budget for tickets for the. I said no. But I'll tell you what. Think about the happiest day of your life. Think about that day. What was that day? Think about that joy and then multiply it. Caro, joy. So if you think about it in those terms, unbelievable, crazy kind of joy, think of it this way. The joy is the taproot. And the charis, the grace, is the redwood. That which grows out of joy is grace. Amazing grace. unbelievable grace. I want to talk to you today about what it means to have the grace of Jesus Christ in your life. I want you to think about it this way. There are four things that this grace brings to us, and we're just going to go through them one at a time. And the first one is love. Now, like I said, we're talking about God, so we're talking about way beyond what we mean. Love is a word that we throw around all the time to the point that it almost doesn't mean anything. You know? I love my car. Somebody asked me, you know, since my car is still kind of new in the area, they look at that little green Fiat and, you know, they've not known anybody that owns a Fiat. And so I have complete strangers come up to me and say, how do you like your car? And I look at them and go, I love my car. Now, I do have a certain amount of affection for my car, but I don't actually love my car. Never love anything that can't love you back. You know, I say I love Doritos. I love pizza with all the fixings, except anchovies. I just use that word. We all do. But I am talking about the kind of love that is felt when that newborn child is laid in your arms for the first time. That is unexplainable. Because you wouldn't think that in a moment there could be so much love that they put this little squiggle in, you know, that's wiggling in your arms and probably yelling its head off. And instead of wanting to get rid of it, you'd die in that moment for that child if you needed to. You would throw yourself in front of a speeding train to save that child. You are so head over heels in love. Let me explain something to you. You can take a rational, mature, mostly intelligent human being and hand them a baby and they become a blithering idiot. Oochie, oochie, coochie, coo. I mean, what does that mean? But you know what? When you've got that little kid, that little baby in your hands, you don't care if you look like an idiot because you're just a fool in love for that child. Nothing else matters but to see that baby smile. That's the kind of love that is poured into us. That's the kind of love God has for us. Anything and everything is second. Seeing health and joy in that child, us, is the most important thing. That kind of love is amazing grace. But it's not just love. What God has for us is kindness. You know, we don't use that word that much anymore. Kindness. Kindness is benevolence. It's helping. I would even call it manners, what we in the South used to call manners. You know, remember like when no one would ever let the door fall on the person behind them? You would always look to see if somebody else was coming through. And you'd hold that door. And if it was a person older than you, or if you were a man and that was a woman, you stood there if 15 people came through. Kindness, helping, assisting, I'd be willing to bet that most of the people in this church have stopped at some point and helped somebody by the side of the road that, you know, their tire blew. They had their hood up. I've stopped and helped people change tires. The beauty of that is, thank God I'm in the South, and a man still sees a woman changing a tire, they'll stop and change the tire. I've never had to do that completely. But there were these two little old ladies by the road, and everybody was just whizzing by them. And they had a flat tire, so I stopped to help them with that flat tire, and I'm down, and then a guy stopped and said, no, let me do that. Kindness, helping, making sure that those around us have everything that they need. God is kind to us. More than what we need, He gives us a whole bunch of what we want and a whole bunch of stuff we didn't have sense enough to ask for. He's kind. Kindness has a gentleness to it. It's one of the things that amazes me about God is how someone so unbelievably powerful that He can speak and the entire universe be created, and yet He holds us so gently. He's kind. But He's not just loving and kind. God has mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because mercy, by its very definition, means that you have offended against the one giving you mercy. You're guilty. The very definition of the word means you're guilty. You have offended. You've done something wrong that you cannot fix, and someone gives you mercy. It's what happens when a judge says guilty but no penalty. It's what happens when someone offends you or has hurt you and you say, I forgive, and you go on with that relationship. It's what happens when God paid our debt through the blood of His own Son. It is what happens when we are forgiven. And folks, we're not forgiven, you know. If we owed $1 million, God paid $1 million. He did not pay $999,999.99. We don't owe that last penny. We owe nothing. That's forgiveness. That is mercy. That He could set aside all of those things that we have done as far as east is from west and remember them no more. That's amazing grace. And the last thing that's part of that grace that He gives us is strength. I'm not talking about Incredible Hulk kind of strength where you go around roaring and tearing everything up and, you know, show. I am talking about true strength. The strongest man I ever knew, his name's Victor Finger, didn't look like he could punch a hole in the wind with a fistful of hammers. He was very, very, he was rail thin. But his muscles were strong. He could pick up, I'm sure, twice his own body weight. I never even saw him grunt. He was amazingly strong. strong. Not the kind of strong that you see on the weightlifting content. I'm talking about true strength, not cosmetic muscle. Too many of us are just satisfied with looking strong. We won't look strong. No, you didn't hurt my feelings. No, I don't need any help. No, I've got it. No, I'm talking about real strength that holds you up no matter what the storm. And when you've got that kind of real strength, when you tap into amazing grace, you can stand there and a tornado can go by and you will not be moved. Because the strength of God is there. Now, if we try to stand there in our own strength, you're going flying. Toto, I don't believe we're in Kansas anymore. But if you tap into God's strength, then the waves can be as high or the wind can be as strong. The storm can swirl around you, but you're not moved. That's amazing grace. The very last prayer in the entirety of Scripture, the final word was, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you." When you look at it in the Greek, it doesn't actually say with the saints. Although that's who he's talking to in the letter. So that's why they put that in there, I guess, as an explanation. But when you read it, it says everybody. Be with you all. All that call a name of the Lord are surrounded by amazing grace. Sometimes we forget and we start going on our own. And when we do that, we're not quite as kind. And we can hold a grudge. And we can be tossed to and fro with every wind and every doctrine. And we love those that love us, but other people, not so much. But amazing grace. Amazing grace is there. All we have to do is accept it. It's being poured out right this minute. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to, you don't have to say 10 Hail Marys. Wouldn't hurt you, but you don't have to say 10 Hail Marys. You just have to say, "Lord, pour out your amazing grace. I accept." I saw this little quote and I had to share it with you. "Through clouds and sunshine, by day and by night, at all times and in all circumstances, his unfailing grace is our support and strength." Day and night, storm or sunshine, in all times and in all circumstances, amazing grace is available. The question is, are you willing to accept it? Or would you like to just kind of get by on your own? Let's pray. Lord God, we can be a stiff-necked people, and we can be proud. We can be the people who worry about the rules as opposed to the relationship. Lord, we can be stubborn and hard to get along with, and yet your amazing grace is always there. Lord, help us to open ourselves up to that amazing grace. Let us feel your presence, follow your guidance, and Lord, may that grace that explodes in us simultaneously with love and mercy and kindness and strength, Lord, may that just explode out to others, that we might change the world, not in our power, but in yours. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.